next item is subdivision 2006-74, David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 35.99 acres into 30 lots located west of U.S. Route 113, 910 feet north of Route 623. This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC review of June 20th of 2007 will be made a part of the record, and on October 12th of 2007, I received a letter from Mr. Robertson. He reviewed the restrictive covenants and found them to be mostly acceptable with a few minor revisions. And that's all we received today.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Harry Murphy from Charles Murphy Associates at Milford, Delaware. I have a colored up plan. If I could use your easel to...
Sure. That's why it's there. Is there anyone in the public that has an interest in this application? You're more than welcome to move around so that you can see the exhibits.
Mr. Wheatley, Mr. Burton has a copy, and we have one additional. That's all the drawings we have in our file left.
Okay.
I have a share.
All right.
Royal Estates is a proposed 30-lot single-family residential subdivision. Located on U.S. Route 113 between Lincoln and Allendale. The proposed lots will have individual on-site water and sewer. The proposed subdivision streets will be built to DLDOT standards and maintained by DLDOT. The preliminary concept for stormwater management is to convey runoff from the proposed streets, driveways, and houses, and convey it into the two proposed stormwater ponds. Stormwater will outlet from the lower stormwater pond at the pre-development rate. All proposed houses will be stick-built or modular and a minimum 2,000 square feet. And all house plans shall be approved by the Wilsons or their heirs and assigns. I have reviewed the TAC comments, and it seems that they are mostly concerned about the impact that lots 1 through 7 may have on Cedar Creek Branch and Hudson Pond. In response to those comments, we are proposing a 50-foot wide buffer or easement landward of the wetlands line. This would still leave a large building envelope for lots 1 through 7, plenty of room for a house and a septic system. This easement or buffer would be shown on the record plan and indicated in the deed restrictions. And also, if you don't mind, I have another picture to address that same subject. Is the subdivision imposed on an aerial photograph. And these are the lot lines of lots 1 through 7, and this was the main concern. And actually, one of the TAC comments talks about these lots actually abutting the pond. And I provide this picture so that you can see that actually these lots abut the headwaters or a cripple of Cedar Creek Branch. The actual open water of Hudson Pond doesn't occur until you get over here on the other side of the highway. But this 50-foot wide buffer that we're proposing right here, I want you to see that once the water would pass through that buffer, there still has quite a bit of cripple and buffer yet to get through before it could ever get to Hudson Pond, to the open water of Hudson Pond. If there's any other questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them for you.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Great. The 50-foot buffer that you just talked about, uh-huh. Is that in this drawing here?
It is not. Later? It is not. I reviewed the TAC comments, and this is just a proposal for us to address those TAC comments. But it does not show up on that plan there. I have a plan with me that would show it, if you'd like to see that.
I would like to see that.
Okay.
Are there any lot lines in any wetlands at all?
Actually, there's these lot lines stop at what is labeled as the edge of water, especially where your feet start getting wet, and it's very, very close to the wetlands line. But it would be no problem to revise the lot lines to stop at the wetlands line. They're both very, very close together. Actually, the wetlands line should show in your plan that you have there. And you can see there's very little difference between the two, and we could certainly revise the lot lines to stop at the wetlands line. That would not be a problem.
So your proposal would be to move the lot lines out of the wetlands and then add 50 feet?
Yes. And then go 50 feet landward of the wetlands line.
This one.
This plot is just a simplified version, but it shows you this building's setback line is actually the limits of that 50-foot wooded buffer. And I just wanted to show you, this is a very large building envelope we have left for those 7 lots. So even with the addition of that 50-foot buffer, there's still plenty of room left for the lots in the setback system.
Has there been septic approval?
Yes, a feasibility study has been done by Mike Stallings and has been approved, and there should be a copy of it, and I have a copy with me if you don't have it.
Well, you might want to hunt that up for us there, Mr. Murphy.
I don't have one here.
We don't seem to have it.
I have one copy of it here.
I can run off a copy.
We'll go copy it for you. $300 an hour to make copies. Well, I'll hear about that after the meeting.
You weren't even close.
The open space that you mentioned that's on the 2.4 acres of open space, there's abutting lots 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
How do you access that?
Well, there could be an easement along the stormwater management area there. Between lots 7 and 8, there's a stormwater management area. To be honest with you, that is land that's left over that's not usable. I've labeled it as open space, but I wouldn't consider it recreational area. It's cripple and be no fun to be down there, to be honest with you. It was unusable land, and I didn't want to put it into lots, obviously, so I've just left it aside and labeled it open space. But it would not be considered a recreational area. The other open space of 2.96 acres, there is room there for some type of recreational activity.
Is this area currently wooded, the 2.96 acres?
No, it is out in the open. The edge of the woods shows on the plan there. And the colored up map has it
colored for you. This is what the subdivision would look like after the streets are built, the ponds are in, but before the houses were built. And this is the woods up around here, and then this is the grass and then the ponds.
You're proposing no amenities other than this open space here?
That is it at this time, yes. And I don't know that there was actually any open space required by the code. This is just something we've offered up in addition. But I don't believe there was any open space required on this. This is some land that we just set aside for that purpose. There will be room in addition to the stormwater management pond.
Are you proposing sidewalks or streetlights at all?
We are in discussion with the owners about that, whether or not we want to have curb or sidewalk in there. The truth of the matter is that might be more aesthetically pleasing, but from an environmental standpoint, having roadside swales and a 6 or 8 foot grass shoulder as a filter strip is much more environmentally friendly. It's more of a green design. So we are still talking about doing that. Mr. Wilson may want the curb and the sidewalk. If he does, that's where we'll go. But actually, as far as stormwater management goes, having the roadside swales is much more environmentally friendly. So we'd like to go that route if we could.
This low area that's on the other side of the open space, is that a pit of some kind that you're filling? What is that?
There is spoil pile on lots 27 and 28. That's actually a dirt pile. that there used to be a concrete batch plant there when they built the highways, and they've stockpiled some soils there. And I have tried to work around those. Obviously, they'll be removed when they build the lots, but the land under that would not be suitable for septic. So I have been assured by Mike Stallings that this septic could go in the front yards of those two lots, lots 27 and 28. And obviously, the dirt piles would be removed so you could build a house there. But those are what's left of a concrete batch plant, which was on this site when the U.S. 113 was dualized.
Will there be any signage or?
Yes. Yeah. The signs as required by DelDOT, yes. The speed limit signs and watch children and
stop. What about in the entrance? Will there be?
That is up to the owners. Actually, the entrance is actually in place now. The entrance is built. It was built in 1994. There is an open space right there, 0.36 acres. That's where the sign would go if there was going to be one.
Would there be a room there for a bus stop?
Yes. Yes.
That's all the questions I have at this time.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Describe the area there and what kind of impact do you think this subdivision will have in this area?
Environmental impact?
No, the impact on the whole area.
Well, next we have Hudson.
Describe what's out there now.
Hudson Pond Acres is to the north. That's a residential housing development. If you would have seen.
Single family.
There's single family residential. Hudson Pond Acres is, yes.
How big, what's lot sizes out there, you know?
I think they're about half acre, but I'm not sure. I couldn't swear to that. It's
either a half or three quarter.
Yes, it's been there for a while. The rest of the surrounding property is all woods.
Okay.
Farm fields and woods. And again, I have that aerial photograph if you'd like to see that. But the nearest farm field is 400 feet away from any boundary line here.
Okay.
The rest of it is surrounded by dense woods.
It's all wooded?
Yes.
Okay. So the area, Glendaniel Farms, it's wooded also?
Yes. Yep. About 300 feet to the north, directly to the north, is the edge of a farm field, but that's at least 300 feet from the corner of this subdivision. It's all wooded buffer.
The percentage of woods that you think you'll be able to save?
We've cleared the right-of-ways there, as you can see on that plan there. When they build the houses, obviously they'll have to clear for the house and the septic. But my thoughts are, when people buy a wooded lot, they're paying a premium for it. They're not going to buy a wooded lot and cut down all the trees. So I'm hoping that the clearing will be held to a minimum just for the houses and the septic. And I have done a little looking into this. If you go onto the internet and look at Google Earth, and you can pan around the county and look at a lot of subdivisions, they're out in areas where I know they're outside sewer districts. They're individual well and septic, and there's still quite a bit of woods in these wooded developments. It's amazing how you can just barely see the roofs of the houses in these woods. So you can put a house on a wooded lot and still have some trees on it, yes.
So the developer would encourage that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And again, like I say, I believe that the wooded lots will sell at a premium compared to the cleared lots, and I can't see people paying that extra money and cutting down all the trees. So.
Now, will you say Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Will he, is he building the houses? Will he sell lot packages, or is...
He is not a builder, no.
Okay, will he review
what
type of houses?
Yes, that's in the restrictive covenants. He and his wife will approve all the building plans.
And your wet pond, I mean the ponds, are they going to be wet ponds?
Yes, sir, wet ponds.
How big is that one that you say it's?
These are just preliminary. We haven't done a crunch any hard numbers, so... the truth of the matter is we're hoping the lower pond down there, what I could like to do is collect all the water in the upper pond, convey it to the lot that I have set aside for the lower pond, and maybe just put a level spreader there and just have the water sheet into the natural low area in the woods that's there. I'd like to be able to do that, but I can't stand here and tell you that I'm going to be able to do that now. So I would like to not tear down trees to put in a stormwater pond.
And you do have enough room on your plan if sidewalks were required?
Absolutely. 50-foot wide right of way.
That's
That's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few questions. The other commissioners done an excellent job. Are there any tax ditches affected?
No, sir.
No tax ditches?
Yes, sir.
All right. You mentioned the buffers that you were going to put, and that beyond the buffer, you'd indicated that there was even more land going down.
Yes, a lot of natural pressure, yes.
Will you be able to or agreeable to, if the commission asked some markers to be put at the edge of those buffers, noticing the residents that, you know, your land stops here, this is a buffer, please don't.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it'll show up on the record plan and be in the restrictive covenants as well. So yes, we could do that. Not a problem.
And have you been asked, required, or gotten any feedback? Will there be a deceleration lane, any type of bike path or shoulder requirement by DelDOT for the highway frontage?
The entrance that is in place was built in 1994, and it was built when the highway was dualized. And the entrance was designed, this originally was going to be Dave Wilson's new location for his auction. And that never happened. The entrance was designed to handle the traffic flow for this auction. So with a 30-lot subdivision, you're going to have a lot less traffic than you would be for this auction. So the entrance is in place, and DelDOT would not probably have a chance to offer to ask for a bike path now because the entrance is already in place. But if they do, we will certainly comply with it.
And don't be too sure.
Well, that's true. Let me strike that from the record.
It's a change of use. Any kind of use changes, it's a whole new ballgame.
We have an existing entrance in place, and we will comply with DelDOT's wishes. If they want the multimodal path, we will try to provide that for them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Counts.
No question.
Mr. Abbott.
No question.
Counsel.
No questions, thanks.
The only question I have for you is, mentioned earlier when we were talking about sidewalks, that your comments seem to indicate that you have to make a choice between sidewalks or the roadside swales, which is a greener technology. I'm a little puzzled that you actually have to choose between the two. I mean, isn't there some other way to do it that's still green?
Well, the truth of the matter is DelDOT has a requirement that if you don't have curb and sidewalks, you have to have a 60-foot front yard setback.
Okay.
So we may have to do that for some of these lots, the 60-foot may pose a problem. So we may have to go that route. It's unfortunate that they have that. DelDOT's reasoning for having that is that if you don't have curb, that the houses could be flooded out. So either we're going to have curb and sidewalk, or we're going to have a 60-foot front yard setback. It's up to the developer to do that. I would rather see the roadside swales. We could have a smaller pond. You get a lot of credit for the stormwater management that's in the roadside swales, and the grass shoulder acts as a filter strip. It's a lot more environmentally friendly, and we could reduce the size of our stormwater ponds. However, we may have to go with a curb and sidewalk to meet the setback.
The other purpose for asking that question, the other thing that is served by that is it's a 30-lot subdivision that's proposed. Understandably, you really can't afford to do much in the way of amenities. I don't think you're going to be building a clubhouse for three units.
Nope.
But some kind of walking path or something, and sometimes just a sidewalk to give those people who walk every morning some place to walk other than the middle of the road.
Absolutely.
So I would just ask you to give that some consideration.
If there was no sidewalk, there would be a 6 to 8 foot grass shoulder adjacent to the paving.
Right.
Which you certainly could walk on as well.
Okay. All right, sir. We appreciate
Thank you.
Being here. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-74, David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-74? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us, to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.